12, the seventh or superuniverse stage. We cannot positively forecast what would occur when a superuniverse became settled in light because such an event has never factualized. From the teachings of the Melchizedeks, which have never been contradicted, we infer that sweeping changes would be made in the entire organization and administration of every unit of the creations of time and space, extending from the inhabited worlds to the superuniverse headquarters. It is generally believed that large numbers of the otherwise unattached creature trinitized suns are to be assembled on the headquarters and divisional capitals of the settled superuniverses. This may be in anticipation of the sometime arrival of outer spacers on their way into Havona and Paradise, but we really do not know. If and when a superuniverse should be settled in light and life, we believe that the now advisory, unqualified supervisors of the Supreme would become the high administrative body on the headquarters world of the superuniverse. These are the personalities who are able to contact directly with the absentite administrators who will forthwith become active in the settled superuniverse. Although these unqualified supervisors have long functioned as advisors and counselors in advanced evolutionary units of creation, they do not assume administrative responsibilities until the authority of the Supreme Being becomes sovereign. The unqualified supervisors of the Supreme, who function more extensively during this epoch, are not finite, absentite, ultimate, or infinite. They are supremacy, and only represent God the Supreme. They are the personalization of time-space supremacy, and therefore do not function in Havona. They function only as supreme unifiers. They may possibly be involved in the technique of universe reflectivity, but we are not certain. None of us entertains a satisfactory concept of what will happen when the grand universe, the seven superuniverses as dependent on Havona, becomes entirely settled in light and life. That event will undoubtedly be the most profound occurrence in the annals of eternity since the appearance of the central universe. There are those who hold that the Supreme Being himself will emerge from the Havona mystery enshrouding his spirit person and will become residential on the headquarters of the seventh superuniverse as the almighty and experiential sovereign of the perfected creations of time and space. But we really do not know. Presented by a mighty messenger, temporarily assigned to the Archangel Council on Urantia.